Have you been listening to this show for a while? Do you like this show? Do you want to see it continue? There's one way you can do that. You can actually visit our Patreon page and donate some money to make sure the show continues. That's the only way we fund the show, the only way we make it happen. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Find out bonus stuff you can get for supporting us and make sure the show keeps on trucking.
Upholster your child? What do you do with a kid? I don't know.
They do need to be reupholstered periodically.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't understand how they work. I don't care. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. You ever watch that Planet Earth?
Sure, I love that Planet Earth. You know, they got the new Planet Earth 2 in 4K.
Yeah, you ever watch that Planet Earth 2?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. You know the Birds of Paradise?
Oh, the beautiful birds that live in paradise. That one?
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
They are beautiful. They love where they live because it's
What's your favorite thing, Jeff, about Birds of Paradise, other than the fact that they get to live in paradise?
I think it's their wings.
Yeah?
Birds.
What is it about their wings that you love so much that other birds don't have?
Well, they other birds don't have?
Yeah.
The fact that they're in paradise. These birds' wings are in paradise,
yeah.
See?
So the Birds of Paradise are these birds that only live in a particular couple of islands, and they have a very ornate and intense mating dance.
Oh, just like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But beautiful and graceful.
Oh, right. So not like me.
Not like, kind of like you in that.
Mine's more
it's
aggressive.
It's a really complicated mating dance.
Mine is more aggressive and clumsy.
If you've ever seen it, Jeff's mating dances, it takes like 15 minutes, and he will only do it to Hooked on a Feeling.
It's true. If you've ever seen my mating dance, chances are I mated with you.
Wow.
I mean, why else would you see
that
it?
That is quite a success rate. So, the mating dance of the Birds of Paradise is really intense. And the other thing about the birds is the birds are incredibly unique and beautiful looking in a way that no other birds are. So right. These are the birds that have like the weird little dealy bobbers that come off of their heads. And
oh,
they have like all the different
bobbers.
Bright colors. Yeah. And one of the things that they do, if you've seen it on Planet Earth, if you YouTube Bird of Paradise,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you've got like a good hour and a half YouTube hole that I love.
Yeah?
Love.
Because they're dancing and strutting and showing their stuff?
Yeah, and the way they do this is so particular.
Hmm.
So a bird of paradise, the male bird
feels
of paradise.
Feels like maybe we should have taken a second and watched one of these before starting to touch.
I can show
it.
You one right
I
now.
I would love to
like.
See one.
We can, yeah. So the way these birds will mate is incredibly intense. The male will go and find a sun-dappled clearing in the forest.
Oh.
And will actually clear away all debris, anything that would be colorful or texturally distracting.
Just, you gotta make a dance floor.
Make a dance floor.
There's no parking. No parking on the dance floor.
No, a clean, clear dance floor in the middle of a clearing. And then it will wait there. And when sun
it feels
hits
the
it,
groove.
When sun hits it, it just starts doing its dance.
I love this.
And here's what's great about, like, they look like cartoon birds where, like, when the birds start singing, they puff out and they get, like, crazy frills on their necks.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It is a fully produced performance.
It really is. But one of the most interesting things about the male birds of paradise is a lot of them look like very, very plain birds until the dance starts.
Right.
Just all black.
Yeah.
And then when they start dancing, they open up this kind of frill that has this brilliant, reflective, light-catching blue.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, it's just like, bam, bright colors out of nowhere.
Like they were some sort of construction worker on the job, and you wouldn't know that they were really one of the village people. Like, they just explode into dance and revelry.
Well, in that case, the village person still looks like a construction worker.
Oh, right.
So it would be more like a construction worker, and then the whistle blows, the construction worker throws off the orange vest, and underneath it is a sequin jumpsuit.
I like that even better.
Yeah.
How come the village people never did that?
Maybe they did.
You think?
I don't know. You were the one that was alive. You tell me.
Yeah.
This story was sent in to us by Joshua Caleb. He's a frequenter.
A frequenter.
Of the Facebook group.
Nice.
Facebook.com/groups/ We Have Concerns. And this is something new that we found out
new
about
dances?
The Birds of Paradise.
They're discovering new dances?
They're getting new moves.
You know what? You can't rely on the same dances for too long. The tastes change. Things come into vogue and out of vogue, yeah. Like voguing.
They were, most Birds of Paradise were poppin' lockers, and then they turned into animators.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really changed. The dance crews are getting far more advanced.
Got to stay up on those trends.
You have to, Jeff. But no, Nature Communications, in a study, found out that even though we think of Birds of Paradise as being remarkable for their colors and their dance,
yeah,
one of the most remarkable things about them is their plain black feathers.
I mean, I think the dancing and the plumage and the...
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's...
Sure. And that's what I'm saying. We think that, Jeff.
Right.
Here's what nature is saying.
You're saying the plain part.
Nature is saying, Jeff, shut the fuck up. And think about these black feathers for a second.
I mean, that's like saying the construction worker outfit is more exciting than the sequin jumpsuit that was revealed.
Yeah, it is, Jeff.
You just proved why the village people never went with sequin jumpsuits.
Bam.
Wow. QED.
Here's what's up. The feathers of the Birds of Paradise are the most black feathers in the world.
Really?
They are one of the most black substances in the world, Jeff.
We're like Vanta black feathers?
Jeff, they are literally Vanta black feathers.
What?
We talked about this before. The blackest black, Anish Kapoor. That dick.
Yeah, the dick.
Who has a copyright on a color.
Right.
That absorbs.
The blackest black.
The blackest black. These feathers absorb 99.965% of visual light.
Wow.
They are just as absorbent as Vanta black.
So what you're telling me, what I think you're telling me, Anthony, is that your Vanta black outfit can now have feathers on it?
Yes. I finally get to not just be the Night King. I get to be the Night Bird King.
I'm so happy about this. It opens up so many possibilities stylistically.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Once I add feathers to my blackest black outfit, I'm going full like anime villain.
Like a collar,
yes.
Like some sort of a collar that
cuffs.
Has plumage. Cuffs! Oh, I didn't even think about the cuffs!
That's why you're not the villain and I am, Jeff.
Oh, man.
Because I think about accessorizing.
It's going to be so good.
The interesting thing about this, like, they started studying and they were like, why? Why can they absorb so much light?
Yeah, the question is to me is this is literally a bird that wants its mates to look at it. Why would it have feathers that absorb light? Like, isn't that the opposite of what it's trying to accomplish?
Well, kind of, but the more interesting thing is this bright reflective blue, right? And what's going to make that
contrast.
Bright reflective blue? Little pop of color.
Pop of color.
Little pop of color,
little
Jeff.
Pop of color.
An accent pillow.
This is the accent pillow of nature.
This is nature's accent color.
Oh, man. So brilliant, these birds
One
of paradise.
One wall's a little bit darker makes the room look bigger.
So are you thinking maybe on your evil villain outfit you might have a pop of color?
No.
No.
God, no, Jeff. How dare you?
I don't know why I thought that.
These birds aren't villains, Jeff. They're just birds.
Oh.
They're idiots. I'm an evil genius, Jeff.
Ah.
I don't need a pop of color.
Okay.
How are these birds doing this, Jeff?
How?
How are they doing
Why?
This? Where does it come from? Why? Well, why is because of sex.
Oh, right.
These birds want a mate, Jeff.
I get it.
How do you mate? You got a strong silhouette, a strong, dark silhouette with a bright, brightest, most brilliant pop of color.
Pop of color?
Pop
I hardly
color.
Know a color. Right? Because it's a sex thing. Because it's a sex thing is what I was doing.
If you notice me disappearing into my darkest outfit and becoming
notice,
invisible.
Why you became a villain all of a sudden?
It's because you're the worst. So the feathers absorb 99.95% of directly incident light, meaning light coming from straight ahead where a female would be standing.
Always stand straight ahead of you.
Yeah.
Keep the female directly in front of you.
Keep the female directly ahead of you.
This is very important information.
And then open up, show the pop of blue.
Yeah.
But the reason why it can reflect this is because, and I love this quote, the black feathers are structured like a forest of chaos.
Oh my God.
According to Nature Communications, science says these birds' feathers are structured.
Like chaos, a forest of chaos.
Like a forest of chaos.
Which is where your supervillain lair is located, the forest of chaos.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Yeah. I think my villain name is the Bird of Paradise, which is a bummer because it's not a particularly...
It doesn't strike fear into the heart of your enemies, that's
no,
for sure.
No, but the rest of the theme when is get, very good.
When they get the context, they get fear.
Yeah.
But it requires some explanation.
I capture them. I take them to my lair. I explain the context of the whole thing.
Right, that's the whole process.
Which then strikes fear into their heart.
Yeah.
It's like Batman, but if Batman had to come down in front of you and be like, all right, so the deal is, I'm a bat.
Yeah.
Like a creature of the night.
Oh, right.
Like you can't see me and
I
like
don't understand then
and sort of like a terrifying wingspan.
Okay. But I don't understand the quilt. Then the like multicolored quilt that you're wrapped in.
Oh, that's my sidekick and everybody shoots at him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Right. But I'm
because I was giggling at the quilt.
Sure. And probably aiming a gun.
Yeah.
Wink wink, well. Nudge. He doesn't have any parents.
Hey boss.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to go with Quilt Boy anymore.
All right, we'll just call you Robin. Is the name the problem? You're Robin now. See, it's better. The feathers of a regular bird, when you think about like when you've picked up a bird feather off the ground, all the hairs, all the filaments go in a single direction. It feels smooth if you rub it in the correct way.
That's right.
With these birds of paradise, all of the sort of filaments of their feathers go in different directions.
What?
They're kind of like... chaotically, they look more like a feather duster than a feather.
A feather duster. I don't think of a feather duster as all going in a different direction, but I think I understand.
No,
what you're
the
saying.
Duster and not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying.
I'm trying to think of something that has that sort of.
I mean, I think Forest of Chaos is pretty evocative and illustrative. You know,
sure, Forest of Chaos is the best way to go, but yeah. I don't know if everybody has a direct mental image of a Forest
I mean,
of
you
Chaos.
And I have been to the Forest of Chaos, so
sure,
we have a
I
mental
live there.
Image, yeah. but maybe I guess you're right. Others would have more feather duster experience.
Yeah, sure. So the deal is, because of that structure, it's called structural absorption, and it's fundamentally different than how pigment works in the animal kingdom. So a pigment on like a parrot will absorb certain wavelengths of light, and then it will reflect others, which makes the color, right?
Okay.
Everything absorbs and reflects certain spectrums of the light wave.
Right.
Now, the idea behind structural absorption on the bird of paradise is black is that light keeps bouncing around in these sort of microscopic structures and never escapes. So even though some light bounces, it never bounces out.
So it's not even just the color that is doing the work. It's literally the structure of the feathers themselves that are trapping light.
Jeff, are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Structure is color, my dude. That's what I'm saying.
Structure is color. Even you're talking on a molecular level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on this, it's a much more macro level than even that, because there are these tiny little like superstructures within the bird's feather that cause these bouncing light waves that would be absorbed into the feathers. They would normally bounce and reflect right off, right?
Pretty awesome.
But now they bounce around inside, like shooting a BB off in a basement, which like, I know you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance,
just shoot that BB in the basement.
Shoot some BBs off in a tiny room.
Ah, and wear eye protection, though.
Or not.
Or don't be a rebel.
Hey, if this is the time that your vision goes, it's the time your vision goes.
Well, it didn't. My point is, it didn't have to go this time.
I was born a snake handler, and I'll die a snake handler. You know what I'm saying? If this is, you shoot the BBs, and if they bounce back at you, that's life, baby.
I mean, it didn't have to be life, is what my point was.
Let me tell you something. When you feel how exciting it is to actually just fire off a BB in an enclosed room with no eye protection.
While your eyes breathe.
You will know that it had to be that way.
All right.
There was no other
lived.
Way.
I haven't lived. Here's my question about this. It seems like these particular birds of paradise do a heck of a lot of effort to choreograph and execute their whole dance routine and whatnot to impress their mate, when literally all they have to do is explain how badass their light trapping feather structures are.
But see, Jeff, they have no words, for the bird of paradise cannot speak. Mm. It can only speak through dance. And it is a lot like you in that way.
Yeah, that is. I guess I understand why I want to steal its feathers and like sell them on the black market.
I know you all listen to Jeff every week, and you're like, "Oh, Jeff, yeah, he does a lot of talking. He does a lot of talking on these shows. He seems very eloquent." No.
Yeah,
that's not his strong suit. Talking is second.
I'm dancing constantly through the show, and it's really unfortunate that I chose a medium where you can't see the dancing, because it really is 90% of the experience.
I guess my question, Jeff, is, why do you fear your greatness?
Mm.
Why do you fear your destiny? And why do you hide your light from the world, much like these superstructures within a bird feather?
You know, it comes down to fear of overwhelming people. You know, I the one time you dance and someone is overwhelmed and can't look at you in the eye anymore because you showed them your papa color.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment that you realize I have to hide this away.
When Jeff was in high school,
I can only work in audio mediums.
When Jeff was in high school in 1873, and they were doing the first season of So You Think You Can Dance, but it was spelled like in Chaucer, like the Canterbury Tales. He danced in front of the panel of judges and killed them all.
Their hearts
all stopped.
Yeah. But it stopped in the most beautiful way.
And that's why there was no second season of So You Think You Can Dance until 2010.
Yeah.
Because it took us a long time to get over that long national tragedy. But if you get a chance, if you get a chance to see Jeff dance, you really need to take that chance.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's like shooting off a BB without eye protection.
Exactly. In fact, in a similar way, you should have eye protection when I dance. Eye protection, I mean a blindfold.
What you do is you poke a hole in a manila file folder.
There you go.
And you look directly into Jeff's light. That's what it is. Anyway, we learned something about the birds of paradise today.
I know that I did. I learned that they were birds that live in paradise. And they have wings.
You didn't learn anything.
Birds.
We talked about it for 20 minutes.
Birds can fly, Anthony. These ones can fly in paradise. And they don't even need two tickets. They're just there.
Hey, if you want to talk to some people who maybe got a little more out of this episode than Jeff did, two great places to do it. Our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns, or our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Both are wonderful places to meet other concerned citizens and send in ideas that you have for episodes of the show.
Yeah, very cool. Check it out. Meet some folks. And
you really added a lot there. That button really needed a button.